The question has been looming since December. Will Haynes lose its only Alaska State Trooper? The final answer is yes. The division chief says amid a shrinking budget, Haynes' level of crime isn't great enough to maintain the local trooper post. Instead, funding for the Haynes position will be moved to the Violent Offenders Unit in Bethel. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
It is final.
Colonel James Cockrell is director of the Alaska State Troopers. He says his budget has been cut by millions of dollars in the past 2 years, and more reductions may be coming. But even if the budget were to stay status quo, Cockrell says they'd still move the Haynes position to Bethel.
We don't have the luxury of putting them in communities that doesn't have the amount of level of crime that some of our other ones do, where we're really struggling to keep up. If you look out in western Alaska, where we're struggling to keep up with the numbers of sexual assaults and sexual abuse of minor cases in those areas where we're doing felony level investigations, I mean, when you look at the total need of the people of the state, certainly it doesn't support having a position in Haynes when we need it elsewhere in the state.
Haynes' single blue shirt trooper patrolled and responded to calls outside of the town site. That includes neighborhoods out the Haynes Highway, Mud Bay Road, and Lutac Road. Cockrell says the state feels that the Haynes Police Department should take over as the primary law enforcement agency for the entire borough.
The Haynes Police Department should patrol inside the Haynes borough.
Haynes isn't the first community in which AST has tried to shift law enforcement responsibility to police departments. The same thing happened in Girdwood.
We need to address how we are going to operate outside the roadway.
That's Haynes Police Chief Heath Scott. His department works primarily in the town site, but since the trooper post has been vacant the past couple months, it's fallen to the police to respond to emergency calls in the outer borough. Scott says that costs money that the borough has not budgeted.
The longer we don't resolve this matter, the longer this unfunded requirement causes a burden to us.
The police department is already more than $30,000 over budget for the first half of the current fiscal year. The chief and interim manager say much of the overspending comes down to overtime. Scott says the department is stretched too thin. He's advocating for the borough to hire a fifth police officer. Borough officials have talked about asking the state for reimbursement to cover expenses the police department incurs when responding to calls that previously would have been handled by the trooper. Cockrell says he's not sure if that's possible.
They can give us a ballpark figure of what they're looking for, but at the same token, again, the state's position is the borough's responsibility.
How the borough will pay for this new responsibility remains to be seen. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.